KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies today, a high near 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, the organizer of free honor flights to Washington, D.C. for Nebraska and Western Iowa veterans of the Korean War says he's booked a plane that he can't yet pay for. Bill Williams of Patriotic Productions in Omaha says he has a goal of $80,000, but has only $20,000 in donations so far. He told the Lincoln Journal-Star that he's joined forces with his counterpart in Southwest Iowa, who's in the same boat. The Iowa organizer also has raised just $20,000 toward his $80,000 goal. They booked the same plane for consecutive flights on October 29th for the Nebraskans and October 30th for the Iowans. Williams says that will save them about $20,000. News time is 8:01.
Hey, honey, did you remember to record my football game?
No, I got busy and forgot. Why didn't you do it?
You know, I have never been able to make the VCR work.
We really need to get the Hopper from Dish. I saw on the TV Store's website that it can record up to 6 things at one time, and all in high definition. You can even watch TV on a smartphone or tablet.
I just hate learning new technology.
It is so easy. Even Stacy's husband figured it out.
If this sounds like you, then head down to the TV Store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer. We do all of our own installations, so you will never have a stranger in your home. We are located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call at 243-3032 or visit our website at thetvstoreinc.com to check out Dish for your home. Get more from the TV Store. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Atlantic City Council this Wednesday evening will act on approving the second as well as third and final reading of an amended ordinance pertaining to urban deer control. Changes recommended by the Community Protection Committee include allowing hunters who take antlerless deer within the city limits to also take antlered deer. The amendment makes it clear that once a hunter has qualified to bow hunt deer in Atlantic, they will remain qualified in subsequent years as long as they meet the requirements of the ordinance. The council Wednesday will also act on a resolution setting building and zoning fees. The Finance Committee has recommended the lowering of permit fees for unattached garages, gazebos, sheds, decks, and similar accessory structures over 100 square feet from 30 cents per square foot to 15 cents per square foot, but not to exceed $500. Commercial and industrial structures and residential dwelling building permit fees would still be assessed at 30 cents per square foot, with a fee for commercial industrial not to exceed $5,000. In addition, the fee for moving existing dwellings and structures to a new address would be raised from $100 to $200 due to the number of city services required to assist in making such a move possible. In other business, the council Wednesday evening will act on a request from the Iowa Department of Transportation to make the shoulder of U.S. Highway 6 in front of the Kentucky Fried Chicken and Casey's West stores here in Atlantic a no-parking zone because, according to the DOT, there is a recurring safety and maintenance problem on the shoulder, such as vehicles parked on the shoulder that interfere with the visibility of vehicles attempting to turn onto U.S. Highway 6, and because trucks parked on the shoulder are causing damage to the area and increasing maintenance costs. If the council approves the first reading of the ordinance, it's possible that it could be adopted during their meeting on September the 18th, which would meet the deadline for the current recodification of the ordinances. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday in their chambers at City Hall. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, officials say that a fatal house fire in northwest Iowa town of Chiron was an accident. Sioux City television station KTIV said the fire was reported around 9 a.m. Saturday. Firefighters put out the blaze and then found the body of 50-year-old Tina Reed. Chiron, by the way, is about 60 miles southeast, that is, of Sioux City, and has about 280 residents. Well, the Union Pacific Railroad is reminding everyone to be careful around railroad tracks over this Labor Day holiday. The Omaha-based railroad says it is especially important to be careful at railroad crossings during such a busy travel weekend. UP's Director of Public Safety, Dale Bray, said motorists should always look for trains when they come to crossings. The Federal Railroad Administration says 271 people died and 930 were injured last year in grade crossing accidents nationwide. Officials on college campuses around the state are reminding students about precautions they should take to avoid becoming the victim of an assault. University of Iowa Police Officer Alton Poole advises students to travel in packs.
When you have more people around, you increase the likelihood that you can stay safe.
The first assault of the school year near the U of I campus occurred at 2:45 a.m. on August the 25th. A woman reported being knocked to the ground by a male attacker on a sidewalk. She escaped with minor injuries, and Poole says the incident should serve as a reminder that there are safety measures offered at the university, including Night Ride.
The Night Ride is a service that's for women only, and it is free, and it operates 7 days a week. And they can contact our website to get information about times and pickups and our boundaries.
The University of Iowa student government also offers a free taxi cab service for students called Safe Ride. Poole says the students can avoid putting themselves in an unsafe situation by staying away from alcohol or at least drinking responsibly.
I mean, you heard of people drugging other people's drinks, so we give tips like don't leave your drinks unattended, watch how much you consume. If you plan on drinking, have a person that's going to be with you that agrees to be sober.
In addition to the Night Ride and Safe Ride programs, the University of Iowa has blue emergency alert stations scattered around campus. Iowa State University President Stephen Leith is a private pilot who sometimes flies himself to events around the state. Leith told the Des Moines Register that flying is cheaper than driving on some trips because his salary makes his time a valuable commodity. He's paid almost $467,000 a year. Other times, Leith flies because it's the only way to attend one day's events in different parts of the state. Leith says there's no university policy or budget restrictions that govern whether he should hit the highways or the airways. The Register says Leith flew or was a passenger in a private plane at least 25 times over a 17-month period. Well, Ford Motor Company is recalling 370,000 cars due to potential corrosion to their steering shaft that may result in a loss of steering. No incidents or injuries have been reported, though. The cars include 2005 through 2011 model year Ford Crown Victorias, Mercury Grand Marquis, and Lincoln Town Cars. About 355,000 are in the U.S. and 15,000 in Canada. The dealers will inspect the cars and may replace the lower intermediate steering shaft and, if necessary, resecure a lower steering column bearing and replace the upper intermediate steering shaft. Among the states included in the recall is Iowa. Owners in other states can also ask for inspections and repairs. Officials have added 8 new sites to Iowa's walk-in public hunting access program. The State Department of Natural Resources said the additions increase available hunting land by 600 acres for a total of nearly 7,600 acres on 48 sites. The hunting access program allows hunters to use a portion of private land. Landowners enroll their property in exchange for habitat improvement on that land. The new sites are located in north-central Iowa, in part of the state with the least amount of public hunting access. The DNR has site maps available online. Walk-in public hunting through the program begins on Sunday and runs through May 31st. And organizers behind an expansive renovation of the century-old Waterworks Park in Des Moines say they want to focus on the urban land's relationship to water. The park is owned by the Des Moines Waterworks, the municipal water utility serving the city. While the park offers recreational amenities, organizers say the expansive space is underused and needs an overhaul. The 1,500 acres near downtown is in the beginning stages of its renovation, which formally began in 2011 through a nationwide design competition. A Massachusetts firm is now leading the effort. Bill Stowe, CEO and General Manager of the Des Moines Waterworks, says a September 10th open house will give the public a chance to see what the design team is working on, as well as chances to suggest ideas. Taking a look at our world news headlines at this hour, President Obama is hoping to get some help from his former foe, Republican Senator John McCain, in persuading other members of Congress to give their support for U.S. military action against Syria. Obama and McCain meet at the White House today. Yesterday, lawmakers met with top administration officials who shared classified information in an effort to support administration claims that the Syrian regime carried out a chemical attack on its civilians, killing more than 1,400 people. A UN official says a UN investigative team is visiting a contentious Iranian dissident camp in Iraq, where many residents were killed yesterday. The visit is aimed at determining how many people died at Camp Ashraf and how they were killed at the camp northeast of Baghdad. A dissident group claims more than 50 people were killed in violence it blames on Iraqi security forces. Iraqi officials say the death toll is lower, and they've given different accounts of what happened. In this country, it's the second shooting of a young child in New York City in 8 days. Police say a 1-year-old boy was struck in the head by a bullet and killed as his parents pushed him in a stroller in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn. In the earlier shooting, a 3-year-old boy was shot in the head and wounded as he slept in his family's Brooklyn apartment. A friend of the babysitter who was watching him has been charged in that shooting. A funeral is being held today in Dublin for a Nobel laureate poet, Seamus Heaney. Among those packing the pews at today's church service are Irish government leaders, poets, novelists, and members of the rock band U2. Haney died Friday in a Dublin hospital at the age of 74. And finally in the news, U.S. endurance swimmer Diana Nyad is getting closer to her goal of becoming the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage. Last update her team gave was at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, saying Nyad was less than 10 miles from Florida. The total distance for a successful 64-year-old Nyad would be more than 100 miles. News time is 8:11.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local, authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, Joseph Bays, age 54, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at his home. A massive resurrection service for Joseph Bays will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Leonard and Annabelle Schroeder, age 86 and 83, respectively, and both of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for Leonard and Annabelle Schroeder will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Charles Asmus Maffin, age 57, of Earlham, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Charles Maffin will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Earlham Presbyterian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Rosemary Becker, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Services for Rosemary Becker will be held this Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Alice Lint, age 78, of Benora, died Wednesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Alice Lint will be held this Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Eleanor Marie Allen, age 93, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Funeral services for Eleanor Allen will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Harold George Zvorak, age 87, of Walnut, died Friday at his home. A celebration of life service for Harold Zvorak will be held on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bernice Burnside, age 99, who's formerly of Lewis, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bernice Burnside will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. The Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Rodney Rhodes, age 59, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rodney Rhodes will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Velma Etta Smith, age 101, of Lewis, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Velma Smith will be next Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dorothy Weiss, age 88, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Dorothy Weiss will be this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Wilma Best, age 94, of Fremont, Nebraska, and formerly of Shelby, died Saturday. Services for Wilma Best are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.